Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Gladys Machasela, Executive Secretary at DAISY International. A very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this public holiday. How are you?
I'm doing good, Howard. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Good morning to you
Good morning. Great to speak to you. So obviously the conversation becomes very relevant following the debacle or treatment of the Chief Justice around his comments about Israel. And it was actually unclear. It was quite an interesting thing because it was hard to know if he was being attacked because of his lack of hate for Israel, or was it because he spoke as a religious Christian?
And, exactly.
And you wonder, it was difficult to see where that actually came from. What are your thoughts?
We are not happy about what has happened. We think that the decision by the Justice Mojapelu is definitely unfair. It is discriminatory and lopsided. That is what we think. And we think that it really needs to be reconsidered. The order just to have the Chief Justice apologize, that order alone has set the precedent for bias and prejudice. You know, the precedents, I mean. It set the precedent for prejudice and actions against Christians. And we feel that it's unfair, and that has got to be changed, definitely. And that's why we're having our voices heard today. Otherwise, look at what has recently also happened with the Church of Makubu. I don't know, you probably are not aware.
This has
led to many attacks against Christians. In fact, what I found more interesting, Howard, was the response that came afterwards from the lobby groups, the ones who actually complained about this. And it exposed ill will on their side. It was obvious that they were disingenuous about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they assumed now or presumed to be experts on Christian, on the Christian faith all of a sudden as well.
Right.
And so we feel that it is an attack on Christianity. Chief Justice Mogoeng has the right to be a Christian and to choose to be a Christian and to also comment and on any issue that relates to his Christianity. And so if he wants to practice, what I don't understand is why people lose sleep over other people who are happily and peacefully practicing their religious rights. And this is, I feel like this is an attack. And that has got to be changed, that's for sure.
Right. It is fascinating because there is no doubt that it's the very people that are claiming freedoms and claiming, all sorts of rights are working quite hard to curtail other people's rights. Does it come from a place of insecurity, perhaps, that if I am no longer a practicing Christian or a practicing Jew or a practicing Muslim, whatever it would be, that I need to get everybody onto my page because it just, otherwise I don't feel good about myself?
Yes, and that is the challenge that we are looking at the moment.
Mm.
In fact, I don't know if you're aware, but there was an interview on Newsroom Africa, and obviously that was very lopsided. It was also very biased, and it was towards the side of the BDS and all of that. And the public was angry. There was an outrage over what is an excuse of media coverage, but really being bias and hatred probably for Jewish people and Christianity. And so I think the BDS did not expect that. They did not anticipate the kind of attack, or maybe just not even attack, but the anger and the outrage from the public and Christianity, or Christians, in fact. And so now what is happening is the response that they had where they wanted to now meet with the Chief Justice, why did they not seek to meet with the Chief Justice before? Why did they not seek to meet with him before the drama they caused? Or going out on public and all of that? So it's very disingenuous on their part. And it just exposes their will. It exposes the hatred they have, the intolerance they have against Jews and against Christians. I mean, Jews have faced hostility for many, many more years than us Christians ever have. But it has become more, I mean, this order that the Chief Justice ought to apologize has already set that precedent. Mm. That the hatred is more, the intolerance is more, and what they've now started doing with the churches and the police raiding the church and taking items, we've never seen that happen in a mosque. Why are they not going inside of a mosque and taking everything out of there?
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfair. I don't know if our fault is actually believing in the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, just because that happens to be the God of the Jews. I don't know if that is the case, but we feel like that's the situation at the moment. It's an attack on Christianity. It's an attack on freedom of religion. And it should not be seen as anything else. It shouldn't be seen as a political determination to do anything. It's about freedom of religion. And that is what we're protecting. We will be at the Constitutional Hill today. Thank goodness it will be the ACDP there. It will be Daisy there. I'm so glad that Safi will be there, the South African Friends of Israel. And many people from the Christian community are going to be there. We're coming together to let our voices heard and also so that our support for the Chief Justice be known, but also for the love of Israel, our support for Israel, for the Jews, and the fact that we want to be able freely and peacefully to be able to practice our religious rights in South Africa without being bullied. We feel that what has happened with the Chief Justice was a bullying tactic. Why did this have to come down to religion? It actually has come down to religion, but they wanted us to believe otherwise. They wanted us to believe otherwise. So, we think that it's unfair, and whatever it is that Judge Mujapelo has come to, it has to be definitely placed under review. And I think there's also a lot of work that needs to be done by lawmakers. If there are certain sections of the law somewhere else that need to contravene with the actual laws that are set out in the Constitution, you know, and the rights that we all have, then we need to, they need to marry it. They need to marry these laws so that we don't feel like we are not able to practice our
faith. What's interesting is that I wrote an article, it was maybe 18 months ago, and in doing so, I was doing some research, and I was shocked to see that actually the most persecuted number of people in terms of religion around the world are Christians. And there's tremendous areas in the Middle East where Christians are persecuted. You know, of course, we saw it with ISIS. We've seen a lot of that going on. Is this very much just part of the same trend?
It is definitely part of the same trend, and in fact that is what we are busy doing. There will be more conversations held on the attack on Christianity, so that the BDS will be known for what it is, and the this passion that is unexplained from their end, which really is driven by hatred and intolerance, so that it can be seen that, no, this is hatred against Christianity, and definitely against the Jews too. But, I think because Jews are generally a smaller group, so to speak.
Yes,
And so it hasn't been that obvious that this is what it has been, but it is the hatred that they have. They're very intolerable towards other religions. And that is the attack that we've seen across in the Middle East, definitely. Everyone who turns or converts to Christianity, they have to be killed, murdered, and their family members have to be bullied. And all sorts of things happen. We know that has happened in Palestine for sure. Mm. I mean, we heard different types. When we were there, we started the refugee camps. I mean, horrendous stories that we saw, really, and the lies that they spread. But when we got to the parts of the Christians, the fellow Christians, and they were explaining the troubles, the problems, the strain they were undergoing, they have to hide there. They're not able to practice their Christianity freely as they would like to. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants, Christians can be Christians in it.
Was a Gladys Amakhasela, Executive Secretary at Daisy International, speaking to us about answering the question, to what extent is freedom of religion suppressed in South Africa?